Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting second. The center fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting third. The third baseman, Gray Clark. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Curtwright. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. York moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive towards the mound. Newhouser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Dickshott moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Haynes. Hoover moves to third. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Hoover scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayo. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Mayo steals second. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yerk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dick Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dick Schott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dick Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-2 in the game. Schock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Carnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kurtwright. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Kurtwright steals second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kurtwright moves to third. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Outlaw. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Outlaw steals second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Neuhauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-3 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Carnett hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carnett, who is chasing the ball. York reaches third base with a triple. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurtwright moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. Kurtwright moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.